the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, it's time for me to yet again confess what a rotten child I was and what grief I gave my poor mother. This time it is because growing up I particularly didn't like when people came for a visit. Now don't get me wrong, they were fine when they were there, that was fun. It's not like I don't really like being around people. But you have to clean up before they get here. And being an only child, guess what? There you go. And then when they leave, you have to pick up all their stuff. And being an only child, guess what? There you go. And I found it particularly heinous that on my birthday, I had to help both set up for my party and then clean up afterwards. Just ain't right. Well, as you get older, you realize that there's some things you just have to do. And preparing for guests and cleaning up after them is one of them. And the more important the guest, the more preparation it takes. So if a buddy of mine who's a priest comes to visit, I just make sure he has clean linens and towels and life is good. But if the bishop comes to visit, and we may get one of these days, and no one knows. The bishop comes to visit, then everything has to be just so. And if, God forbid, the Pope should ever come, I would probably die of the preparations. Now, if we do such things for human guests, what will we do for divine guests? Abraham was visited by three angels. Or were they angels? Many of the fathers of the church said no. This was a visit by the Blessed Trinity, to help prepare people for that wonderful revelation of the very inner nature of God. Even if they're still three angels sent by God, it's still a foreshadowing of the Trinity. And certainly it's the power and the presence of God made manifest to Abraham. And it brings great blessing, because Abraham was blessed with what he desired the most, a son who would fulfill the promise God made in the covenant with Abraham, that Abraham's descendants would be as numerous as the stars of the sky. Well, if those three angels, or three people, were a prefiguring of the Trinity, of God's presence among the people, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ isn't just a prefiguring. He is God's presence among us. In Christ, whose coming was foretold with the name Emmanuel, God with us, in Christ, God has visited and continues to visit his people. And in him, God makes himself present to the human race. Not just 2,000 years ago, but now, until he returns again in glory, through his body, which is the church, in sacrament and in the word. And God wishes to fill our hearts and our minds and our souls with his presence. And the real question is, do we let him? All too often people are too busy for God. I have remarked before that it's a very good thing that God doesn't treat us during the summer the way we treat him, or we probably would have no prayers answered for 3 months. You know, between June and August, God would be absent, as many people are absent from us today. And in fact, one of the sins that I hear confessed more than others in the confessional is the sin of missing Mass. And remember, if you miss Mass, through your own fault. Don't be going to communion before you receive forgiveness through the sacrament. But when people confess that they've missed Mass, I always ask, why did you miss it? And that's for two reasons. One of which is because some people still think that if they were sick, and we're talking about really sick, and missed Mass, they still committed a sin. No. God knows the difference between what you can do and what you won't do. So if you're sick, stay home. I don't want your germs. No one else does either. If you have to take care of someone, if you have a grave obligation, don't worry about it. The Lord knows. But then there are the times when it's not a grave obligation. I don't know how many times people have told me, well, I couldn't come to Mass because I had company. So, what you're telling me is your company is more important than Jesus. Oh, really? Well, I couldn't go to Mass. I had to go play soccer, or I had to go golf, or I had to go skiing, or I had to go camping. So what you're telling me is that outdoor sports are more important than Jesus. Or it could be someone who says, well, you know, I would love to have come to Mass, but I had to go on a Pokemon Go walk. That excuse doesn't fly here at all at St. James, because we are a Pokestop. You can come into church, get your Pokeballs as you come in. Mass is longer than a half hour, so you can get your Pokeballs going out. And there's even a Poke Gym across the street at the trailhead. So we got you covered. But really, when you come before the Lord of heaven and earth, do you really want to tell him that he is less important than Pikachu? I think not. And really, that's a good way to think about it. If you're ever tempted to miss Mass, say, do I really want to tell God that he is less important than this thing? You know, sometimes people are also busy with really good things, like helping others. They still need to go to Mass. Sometimes people let their charitable works choke off prayer entirely. You know, I've got to do all this useful stuff. You know, we're blessed, if only for a short time, to have our friends the Trappists up in Huntsville. We're blessed to have the Carmelite sisters down in Holiday, and hopefully they will be with us for a very long time. But sometimes people ask, what do they do? I say, they pray. And then sometimes people say, well, why don't they do something useful? That's when I want to get out my hand and do a nice gib slap right up the back of the head. What is more useful than prayer? You know, certainly, it'd be nice if the monks could come and help us poor overworked priests, but that's not their vocation. It's not the vocation of the Carmelite sisters to go out in the parishes and teach CCD. What they're doing is all important. I hate to think of what shape we would be in without their prayers. They have chosen the better part. Because it is the better part to be filled with the wisdom of God. And we had that wonderful story from our gospel reading about Mary and Martha. Hey, Jesus, my sister's being lazy. Make her help me. Where her sister had been sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to his teachings. Why did Jesus come to their house? Did he come for a really great party? Did he come because Martha made killer nachos and they would play cards against humanity after dinner? No, he came to teach the gospel. Mary realized that, and she sat at his feet and learned. Martha missed out. Now, Martha was doing some good stuff, but it wasn't the best stuff. We're going to be blessed this fall with a new saint. Blessed Teresa of Calcutta is being canonized, so she will be Saint Teresa of Calcutta, or as many people still call her, Mother Teresa. And when we think of Mother Teresa, what do we think about? We think about her helping the poorest of the poor. But did you know that she required of herself and her sisters many hours of prayer each day so that they would have the ability to help the poorest of the poor? The better thing came first, and then the good thing came. And so each one of us needs to make time for the better part. To pray, to study, and to adore. So that we may be filled with the glory of God. You know, in our second reading from St. Paul, there's truly a remarkable phrase that really should blow your mind. I make up in my own flesh what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ. And when you talk about this, some of our Protestant friends who say, oh, if you're saved, it doesn't matter. You bring this up, and they don't know what to do with that, because they don't think we do anything towards our salvation. It's simply a matter of being passive before God. That's not what St. Paul's talking about. What could be lacking in the sufferings of Christ? Didn't Christ die for our sins? Didn't he rise again for our sins so that we can go into heaven? Of course he did. But we have to cooperate with that grace, because God will never force his grace upon us. We have to work out our salvation, again, as St. Paul said, with fear and trembling. And how are we going to do that unless we have the wisdom which comes from God, as well as the grace which comes from God, which gives us the power to act upon that wisdom? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.